Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. The government of India has declared a three-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the Supreme Pontiff of the Holy See, Pope Francis, who passed away yesterday. 2 days state mourning will be observed today and tomorrow. 1 day's state mourning will be observed on the day of the funeral. During the period of the state mourning, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India on all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly and there will be no official entertainment. The Nagaland Cabinet has decided to put in abeyance the regularization of the 147 assistant professors librarians. Amid growing public discourse and protests, the decision was made during a cabinet meeting held at the Chief Minister's residential office in Kohima yesterday. Minister for Higher Education Temujin Imna Along said that in view of the ongoing agitations and concerns expressed by various NGOs and stakeholders, the cabinet has decided to put the regularization process in abeyance. Mr. Along said a 5-member committee comprising senior bureaucrats has been set up to review the matter. He said that the committee headed by Agriculture Production Commissioner Wezope Kene will hold detailed deliberations with all stakeholders and NGOs before making further recommendations. The committee has been given 2 months' time to examine all relevant decisions and issues and submit reports.
The cabinet deliberated on the absorption issue in length and had decided to keep the absorption regularization in abeyance. So proper deliberations will be done later on together with all the stakeholders. A 5-member committee has been set up consisting of senior bureaucrats will deliberate with the stakeholder NGOs and then move forward.
Acknowledging that the voices of the agitators have been heard, the minister appealed to all stakeholders to call off their agitation and cooperate with the review process until appropriate steps are taken.
I, as being the minister in charge of higher education, I would like to appeal to all the NGOs, especially the NSF, the NNQF, and also the CTAN, and all the affiliate bodies, as they had appealed for, the absorption has been kept in abeyance. So I think we should come forward and wait for the committee members and all the stakeholders can be part of it without deliberating. I don't think the outcome would be always peaceful. So the department would like to appeal to all the stakeholders to now take rest of their agitation. And as the committee has taken 2 months of time to look at all the decisions that has been done, I think we should be steady and committed to the need of all the stakeholders.
Mr. Along said the government has made a wise decision by keeping the regularization in abeyance, describing it as a win-win situation for everyone. He reiterated that the government is not against the aspirations of the protesting groups. Rather, the minister said the government is working to ensure that more post creations will take place in the days to come. At the same time, in line with the requirements of the NEP 2020, the government aims to place aspirants in the right posts and the right jobs, he added. Mr. Along emphasized the need to move forward by shedding presumptions and assumptions, adding that it is not only the 147 contractual teachers who are needed, but everyone's participation in the human resource development of the state. Public Health Engineering Department Minister Jacob Jimomi yesterday inaugurated the newly constructed circular road connecting Dipupar B and Chekia Village via Agri Expo and Fourth Mile Dipupar. Mr. Jimomi said the road, which is around 2.5 kilometers in length, will serve as a vital link for citizens while also providing a much-needed boost to the local economy. He expressed gratitude to the Chekia Village Council and its residents for their unwavering support and cooperation in bringing the project to fruition. The minister also voiced concern over the rising culture of excessive competition and greed within the society. Emphasizing the importance of ethical conduct and financial discipline, Mr. Jimomi called for greater restraint, integrity and transparency in governance. The provisional results of the HSLC and HSSLC examinations 2025 under the Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, will be declared on Friday afternoon. NBSE informed that the provisional result gazettes will be issued to all registered institutions of the board along with the mark sheets and pass certificates. More from our correspondent.
Soft copy of the HSLC and HSSLC results will be made available in the board's portal at www.nbsenl.edu.in. Provision to download the marks or mark sheet will also be made available from the website at www.nbsenl.edu.in. www.indiaresults.com or www.results.shiksha. Students can view their results from the result app, which can be downloaded from the Play Store of any Android mobile. Further, the board will issue the documents to the center superintendents only from 2nd to 6th May. Tejo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Development Commissioner and State Mission Director of Samagra Shiksha Nagaland, Themsa Naira Iyer, has called on the teaching community to adopt the new educational policy. Inaugurating the government primary school at Hongpoi Village in Mon District yesterday, she said education is all-round development, not only classroom teaching. Emphasizing that giving notes and letting the students memorize is not enough, the director said focus should be on each child's competency and motivate the child's learning. Ms. Iyer called on the students to study hard, asserting that success does not depend on good school building but on individual hard work. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.